Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Heidi Rodriguez, H-A-I-D-E, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Date of birth, 8-18-1972. Date of service, 5-18-2023. Period paragraph. The patient is a 50-year-old Hispanic female who is referred to see me by Dr. Jafari for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine, period. Past medical history includes the following: next one, hypertension for several years, next hyperlipidemia, next seasonal allergies, next polycystic ovary syndrome, next COVID-19 in 2020 with lingering symptoms for a while, namely pulmonary with restrictive pattern on, pattern on PFTs, next chronic kidney disease stage 3B, kidney function has been going down over the last few months. Patient has seen another nephrologist who did a partial workup, period. Past surgical history includes bilateral carpal tunnel release and left shoulder surgery and cholecystectomy, period. Paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to albuterol, chlorhexidine, linzess, and penicillin, period. Paragraph, social history, patient is single, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She works as a clerk, front desk medical office, period. Family history, father history of diabetes mellitus type 2 and CVA, grandfather died from MI, mother is healthy, her sister has polycystic ovary syndrome, period. Review of systems reveals occasional headache. She does have chronic dry cough ever since her COVID. She does use inhalers. She does have occasional shortness of breath, denies any heartburn, occasional nausea, occasional abdominal pain, occasional constipation. She does have nocturia up to one time at night. No straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying except at occasions. She does have irregular periods and no leg swelling. All other systems are reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received three COVID shots, gene therapy, period. Current medications reviewed include amlodipine, Restasis eye drops, Flonase, Lactulose, Singulair, oral contraceptive pill, Olmesartan, probiotic, spironolactone, atorvastatin, and multivitamin. Period paragraph. On physical examination, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation. In general appearance, the patient is in non-acute distress. She has some androgenic features, period. HNT pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-iter sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no TP pagaf. Neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sound, direct rate and rhythm, normal sphenas 2, no murmurs heard, no friction of her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, but a neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include the following. From February 2023, albumin to creatinine ratio is 88.9. Her A1C was 5.0, BUN 21, creatinine 1.4, estimated GFR was 42, TSH was normal, period. More recent labs from 417, done by nephrologists, SPEP was negative. C3, C4 were within normal range. C4 was slightly elevated. Vitamin D level is low at 35.3. Phosphorus is at 3.8. PTH at 50. Period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3B with worsening kidney function. She does have hypertension as a risk factor for chronic kidney disease. I am going to complement the work up to rule out other etiologies. This may be related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. She may require a kidney biopsy for better delineation of her diagnosis. I'm going to order a Natera genetic testing as well to rule out any monogenic reason for her kidney disease, period. Next diagnosis, history of COVID-19-2020 with lingering symptomatology. Patient will be placed on a spike detox protocol to help with her symptomatology. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. Patient is complaining of muscle weakness and tiredness. We're going to discontinue atorvastatin, place her on supportive supplements and fish oil, and recheck her lipid panel in a few months. Next diagnosis, polycystic ovary syndrome, currently on hormonal therapy. Patient was counseled about the side effect of hormones to continue for now. Next diagnosis, hypertension, apparently controlled on a current regimen to continue with amlodipine, olmesartan, spironolactone. Next, hyperkalemia mild. Patient will be placed on low potassium diet. I would recommend to continue with spironolactone since it is beneficial for her PCOS. We will monitor closely, period. Next, vitamin D deficiency. Patient will be started vitamin D3/K2 supplementation, period, paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Jafari, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I'll see you back in around 2 weeks to discuss the work up, and I'll keep you updated on her progress. End of report. Thanks.